Second date update.
The world is filled with strange events and occurrences that just can't be explained.
Oh, for sure.
Like, how did they build the pyramids in Egypt?
Oh, seriously.
Yeah. Where is the lost city of Atlantis?
Yeah, I want to find it.
And what does the tooth fairy do with all those children's teeth?
It's kind of creepy.
True. Does she, like, grind them into powder?
I don't know.
Does she sell them as a secret ingredient in Coca-Cola?
You may never know.
And now there's another bizarre mystery future historians will be debating for centuries to come. What really happened at the end of Scott's first date?
Why does Scott not know?
Yeah. I don't know either, but he emailed the show hoping we can help him figure out some of the answers. He's on with us right now. What's up, Scott? You a big fan of Coke?
Well, not now.
It's a strong opening, Jeffrey. Okay.
We'll get to your strange mystery in just a second. But first, what's the name of the girl you went out with?
Brianna. Okay.
How'd you meet her?
Instagram, actually.
Okay.
She was the one who DM'd me first. And I don't really even know how she found me. I mean, because this girl, she's amazing.
Don't ask questions.
That's all right.
No, what hashtags are you using on your photos? Because I think a lot of guys want to know.
I have to look some of them up. I don't even know which ones I use.
Yeah.
So what was it that you liked about Brianna?
I mean, she seemed fun. I mean, they just kind of came through the pictures. I mean, she's fun. She's flirty.
Mm. Well, right. If she's hitting you up on DM first, she's definitely flirty. He's like, I liked her because she was interested.
Yeah.
Or she's not flirty. She's like, you and me are dating now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she was pretty convincing with this first text she sent me. She sent along a photo.
Okay.
And wow. It was a photo of her wearing just a sweatshirt.
So, because she knows how to do this. Yeah. She's been doing this before. Yeah. This isn't her first time.
I'm so
jealous. That photo's from like a year ago. Yeah. She's just resetting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
20 guys have seen it.
She's running some sort of like how to DM 101 on the side. Yeah.
She's classy. Okay. So did you ended up going out with her then?
Yes, I did. She was really hot. She looked amazing.
Oh, she was who she said she was? Because this sounded like a catfish from the first second.
It was her. Wow. She matched the photos.
Congratulations.
Wow. Big congratulations. Match the photos like the same sweater with no pants on underneath it?
Just Donald Duck in it?
Yeah. Okay.
That would have been clever. But yeah, it was her, her smile, her everything. That was her.
Wow, that's great. Bro.
So how was your connection?
I mean, it was pretty instant. Instagram. It was instant. Boom.
Okay.
Wow.
She's like, we're at the bar, and our table gets ready, like, near the bar. And she's like, okay, let's do some shots. I'm like, I barely know you, but you're gorgeous, so let's do it. And we did it.
He's just going on for the ride.
I usually don't do shots till the third day.
Yeah. I like how you don't give in to peer pressure.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
Well, it was instant chemistry, right?
Uh-huh.
She's like rubbing my leg after a few drinks, and she says, hey, you live near here? And I said, yeah. I was very eloquent.
That's good.
Sure you were.
Good line back.
God. What language is that? Beautiful.
Okay.
So she's like, I want to go back to your place. I'm like, we can make that happen. So I take her back to my place, had some wine, gave her the quick tour because, again, I don't have that big of a place, so it was not a very long, lengthy tour. But we made it all the way back to my couch, and we started making out on my couch, and then she leads me to my bedroom because it's good that we took the tour. She knew right where to go.
She knows what she's doing.
Oh, my God.
This chick, exactly what you just said, Alexis, knows what she's doing. She DM'd you first. She sent you a half-naked pic. She was aggressive on the date, got you drunk.
At a certain point, that's a red flag.
I mean, if you want more than a relationship, I mean, it just sounds like to me she just wanted a quick, one night of fun.
Actually, it was even less than that because all of this, everything happened in about a span of an hour and a half.
She just needed some.
Doesn't that set off any like alarms in your head though when this really attractive girl suddenly is like immediately taking you back to your place?
She's really hot.
Or maybe she maybe she has a bad ex-boyfriend she needs to get over, you know?
Yeah. Just...
Brooke, stop projecting every time.
He happened to be the target that night.
Look, this is a dream come true, Jeffrey, so that would be a red flag.
It is. So let's get back to the good dream. Tell us more. She's leading you back to the bedroom. What happens next? And go very slow when describing.
Okay. All right. This is that good radio, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So takes back to my bedroom. She then tells me, I want to do something special for you.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, okay. She says, it's going to be a surprise. So I'm going to need you to wait in the bathroom.
To wait in the bathroom.
I'm nervous.
Well, and again, at this point, I'm not really questioning anything coming out of her mouth. I just say yes, yes, and yes.
Shots in you and wine.
Oh, my God. And it is the perfect stranger in your apartment.
I know. Wasn't thinking that way. I mean, I'm in there in the bathroom. And like, I don't hear that much going on. I don't hear anything. So I'm like, okay. So I wait there 7 minutes.
What?
And I said, hey, can I come out? Like, are you ready?
You're like trapped in the bathroom.
7 minutes is a long time to stand by yourself somewhere.
Yeah. Well, but she's like probably putting on like a sexy outfit or something.
It takes you 7 minutes? Like, how complicated?
The really strappy ones.
I mean, yeah, 7 minutes. A lot of hooks and, you know, you don't know what's going on there.
7 minutes is a long time to stand anywhere when you're normal, but when you're in the mood that he was in, that's an eternity.
I mean, like, imagine a latex bodysuit. How long would that take?
Maybe she's stuck in Spanx in the bedroom. What's happening?
I don't hear any answers, so I leave the bathroom, and I realize that she is gone. And immediately I'm going like, she all right? But then I'm like, wait a second, and I check for my wallet, still there, my valuables, still there.
She didn't take anything?
No, she didn't take anything. I was confused. Whoa. I was really
That's creepy.
Now it's weird.
Where did she go? Do you know?
I do not know. It is a mystery. It seemed like she's almost blocked. I can't even find her profile. I don't know what I did.
She deleted it.
She's still hiding in your house.
Plus, you're still in that frisky mood. So what do you do next?
Well, I texted her nothing.
No. With your mood, what did you do with her?
No one cares.
Don't answer that.
Look at this little cheeky guy over here.
Let's just say I was feeling blue.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you texted her nothing?
Yeah, I texted her nothing. I called her nothing.
Wow. Huh.
What? It sounds like some like power game she was playing. Like, see how far she can get him to
got
like
a weird text or something. Maybe.
I don't know, but why wouldn't you announce that you were leaving? Like, left a guy alone in the bathroom.
What's going through your head, Scott? What do you think happened?
You know, I mean, what you were saying earlier, like maybe there was a boyfriend, maybe she got a text, maybe there's an emergency. I don't know. I talked to my friends about it, and they said, you know what? You better email Brooke and Jeffrey. So I'm like, that's where we're at. Here we are.
Okay.
All right.
This is interesting.
You want to find out. You want to solve the mystery.
Yeah.
So yes.
I think we all do. So let's play a song. We'll call Brianna for you. Maybe you can send us that text message just so we can get a better image of what we're dealing with here.
All right.
And then we'll try and get you your second date update. All right, man?
Sounds good.
That sounds good to me, too. Hold on.
Okay.
She sends you a half-naked pic in the very first text. She invites herself over after a quick round of kamikazes. And she seductively sneaks out after telling you to go wait in the bathroom. She's the most confusing woman in the world. And one of our listeners, Scott, wants to get back in touch with her. If you're just tuning in, Scott met a girl named Brianna after she messaged him on Instagram. They ended up going out to a bar, quickly wound up back at his place, and started making out when we're in the bedroom, and she told him she had a special surprise for him. He just had to wait in his bathroom, and she'd tell him when to come out. And after waiting 5, 7, 10 minutes, he finally came out, and she was mysteriously gone.
Surprise!
And the thing is, he looked around. It didn't seem like she took anything.
Yeah, his wallet was out there.
All of his belongings were still there, but had no idea where she went or why.
She must be so attractive because it's typical guy logic. Like, if anybody was like, here, have some drinks and go lock yourself in your own bathroom, most people be like, no. But when a girl does it who's beautiful, it's like, okay, be back later. Here's the keys, lock me away.
And then he's calling for a second date.
That's a good point.
And you still want to go out with your kid.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
You guys do like to punish yourselves a little bit.
We do.
God, beautiful women are the worst.
So Scott's just looking for some answers here. The one question that we didn't ask you in the first part here, Scott, was, were you taking any hallucinogenic drugs during the day? Is it possible you imagined this whole thing?
This is a true story.
Okay.
Was she actually a pink elephant? Yeah.
No, this kind of thing doesn't happen to me, okay? This is why it was all unexpected. I got the DM from her in the first place, let alone the half-naked pic, let alone the drinks and the shots. And all this was just like a magical mystery tour leading up to I don't know what.
Wow.
I guess we're going to find out. We're going to find out right now.
Yeah, I'm
ready. I just want to see her again.
Okay.
I don't think she wants to see you again, Scott. She's blocked you on Instagram, but that's sweet.
Well, I want to find out what she did to your apartment.
Let's find out, okay? I'm going to dial the number, and we're going to try and get you a second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Brianna.
This is she.
Hi, my name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What?
Hi, Brianna.
Hey.
Yeah,
hi. That's Brooke and Jose and Alexis, and we're doing something today called a second date update. Have you ever heard of that before?
What is this about? What?
This is about your recent dating life, and you went out with a guy recently who had a great time with you, and he's hoping to get back in touch with you, but you haven't been responding.
Okay.
His name is Scott.
Well, that was like 3 seconds.
I can't tell.
But I can tell you have a sexy laugh. I mean, I will give you credit for that, Brianna.
She's pretty. I can hear in her voice.
Yeah.
He said that he was like blown away by you.
Oh.
What? Is she blushing?
Brianna, here's the thing. Scott emailed our show and told us all about your date. And he's confused based on how it ended. And you're laughing.
Funny. Okay, wait. Brianna, like, what? It's almost mean at this point. Yeah, you left the guy in the bathroom for 7 minutes, and then he comes out, and you're gone.
It's like the ultimate troll.
After promises were made.
The promises don't even matter. Like,
well, I mean, it makes it worse.
Well,
yeah, it's just a cherry on the icing on the cake or whatever.
He was only in there for 7 minutes. I was hoping he'd be in there a lot longer.
What?
Oh, my God. Wow. I knew it. Is this a tease? This is some power trip thing, right, Brianna? It's okay. Like, you could tell us.
Yeah, this is a mean prank or something.
Okay. I probably shouldn't, but...
She's gloating. Yeah, listen to her.
I know the confidence in your voice.
I know. It's confusing because it's like at one part, I think what you did is not right. But on the other part, I'm really impressed.
I know. Yeah. I want the tea.
You
so
sound
bad.
So proud of yourself. What happened?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you. So I actually never was interested in him at all.
What?
Oh.
Then why did you hit him up on Instagram?
Oh, my God. I'm so bad.
Yeah.
One of my really great friends, she's one of my best friends for like 10 years.
Okay.
And she went out with this guy once, and they had a great time, and he totally ghosted her. But the thing is, she left her watch over at his apartment.
Oh,
and
my God.
He totally was ignoring her texts, her calls, and... I don't think that's a good, nice thing to do. Do you guys?
No, that's why I didn't like you in the beginning of this.
Wait.
Right. So me being the great, wonderful friend that I am, I decided to devise a plan to get her watch back for her.
Oh,
it
my
was
God.
A reconnaissance mission.
This is genius.
Oh, I love it.
If you're a
goodness.
Diabolical mastermind.
Oh, my gosh.
She's
got an evil laugh now.
So that's how you found him on Instagram, too? Because remember in the beginning, he's like, I don't even know how she found me on Instagram.
Oh, right. Your friend.
She had his handle.
Oh, my God.
Guys are so dumb. They go for anything.
We are, though.
I want you as a friend.
Wow. So you set this whole thing up just so you can go back to Scott's apartment and get her watch back.
Yeah, and he's so stupid. He didn't even realize that I was taking water shots while he was getting drunk.
I was going to ask, were you drunk? She just drove out of there.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. This is smart. This is too smart.
Oh, my God. Scott.
So did you wait? Did you find the watch?
Of course. It wasn't even that hard. Like, it was just in his drawer. Like, he just keeps, like, his memorabilia from his date.
Oh,
she wasn't moving. Like, after 2 minutes, she found it right away.
Right? I just wonder what Scott's thinking about all this.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I wonder.
Because I need to tell you, Brianna, Scott's on the other line listening, and he wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God. She loves it.
Surprise
she
on you,
it.
Brianna.
No shame, though.
Scott.
You there?
Yeah, I'm Brianna. I mean, are you joking right now? I mean, this is crazy.
Scott, you should be lucky. Like, I could have taken all your money, all your things. Like,
that's true.
Oh my God.
Scott, do you know who she's talking about? Do you know what friend she's talking about that you ghosted?
Yes, and I'm sorry about a watch or whatever, but...
Yeah, Scott, why didn't you respond to that girl's text when she was asking for a watch back?
Yeah. At first, I didn't understand what it was about, and then I forgot about it after a couple of days. I just forgot about the watch. I mean, this is creepy.
I mean, at the end of the day, I know it sucks and it hurts your feelings, but no harm was done. I mean, she got you drunk, she got you home safe. You went to a closet. You went to the bathroom.
I would have taken the wallet.
Well, yeah, see? And you're fine. Her friend got her property back. It's not like she took anything of yours.
I mean, the harm that's done is that now whenever Scott DMs a girl and she sends him a nice pic, he's going to be thinking, uh-oh, what does she want from me? Like, what did I leave?
Oh, my God.
I can't believe it. Like, I thought we had instant chemistry. I felt something.
Oh, man.
You were drinking.
Well, I mean, Brianna, I mean, don't you feel a little bit bad that you let him on so much?
Okay. That's a no.
Yeah, I'm gonna take
that's
that as a no.
That's a no.
Oh, man.
Well, wow. I mean, I think that means that, Brianna, you don't see a future with Scott.
I don't know. There's only one way to find out, and that's by asking Brianna. We would like to send the two of you on another date, and we'll pay for it. What do you say?
The only way I would ever go out on another date with you, Scott, was if one of my other friends were to have another date with you and have something stolen and she would be together.
Okay.
She's just
okay.
A rainbow
so
girl.
You're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
Scott, do you know any of your other friends?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
What have you learned from all of this, Scott? Like,
I guess just never trust a hot girl who sends you a picture.
It's a good rule.
And if there's any ladies out there that need some items recovered, call Brianna.
Yeah, apparently.
She'll get them back for you.
Dude, that's a real business.
It is.
I'm your girl.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.